The gradual recovery of this brightly colored salmon is due in large part to a program at Lake Sonoma that has bred and released coho for the past 10 years. Yesterday, the program got a new home. Officials gathered at the base of Warm Springs Dam for a ribbon-cutting ceremony to dedicate the new building. Ben White, a biologist with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, says it's a big improvement over what was here before.
These tanks were out in the elements, the rain, the wind, the really hot temperatures, the really cold temperatures. What this building does is it provides a safety net for not only staff and employees, but also the fish. It keeps everybody more comfortable and a lot safer.
White oversees the daily operations at the hatchery. While humans were never in danger from the blue herons and raccoons in the area, the predators were a problem for the young coho. In their new building, these endangered fish will be fully protected. Historically, the Russian River was an important breeding ground for coho. As river conditions have changed due to development, agriculture, and summer dams, water levels dropped, average temperatures rose, and the river grew cloudy. Biologists noticed a dramatic decline in salmon populations in the late 1990s. Numbers grew so dire for returning coho that in 2001 they staged a rescue operation, capturing what wild fish they could find to begin a captive breeding program.
And we were able to rescue some of the last wild Russian River coho, bring them into captivity where we can ensure survival, and essentially turn a small number of fish into numerous fish that we can use for reintroduction efforts back into the watershed.
But until recently, return rates have been poor. The winter of 2009 to 2010 was the first year that more than 20 fish were observed returning to the Russian River and its tributaries. This winter, nearly 200 were seen. While everyone would like to see more, it's a good start. Congressman Mike Thompson says coho salmon are part of the region's heritage and legacy, and they're also key economic players.
If we can bring the salmon numbers up to where they need to be, where they should be, it is a big, big boom for our area. I want to point out that in 2008, when all the fishing seasons were closed, California's economy took a $1.7 billion hit as a result of that. We lost 23,000 jobs in our area.
But the hatchery program is only part of what fish need. To reestablish a natural, sustainable population, they also need better water.
Cold water habitat is what coho need. The improvements would be removing barriers, providing for shade along the streams, not cutting back riparian areas, areas for spawning, gravel beds, removing the other structures that may be in the way that impede coho.
Eric Larson is the senior biologist with the California Department of Fish and Game. He admits that hatcheries are generally not popular with environmental and conservation groups because they artificially boost fish populations and mask deeper ecological problems. However, included in the plans to bring back coho salmon are projects to restore habitat in the Russian River, remove obstructions, and decrease sedimentation.
Well, we can get things started again. That, along with the restoration of habitat, opening up new streams, providing areas for spawning that don't currently exist.
Once the condition of the river is restored to the point that the fish can take care of themselves, the program will be phased out. Until then, they'll be hatched, fed, and raised under the roof of their new home. I'm Danielle Vetten for KRCB's North Bay Report.